The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Botts, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and Happy New Year. Welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be starting the year with us on Monday and 2025. Wow. Hey, the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. And Christina, good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2025, right?
Yeah, that's it. We got a special day out there.
Let's see. Yesterday is a National Chocolate-Covered Cherries Day.
Whoa. Yeah.
Or National Drinking Straw Day.
Drinking straw. Gosh.
I really prefer the chocolate-covered cherry day.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so how are we starting off 2025? Today, showers, mainly before 1 p.m. Well, you know, they are here. Patchy fog, high near around 52, chance of showers tonight. Now, Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 50. Sunday, partly sunny. Monday, mostly sunny. And Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week, sunny with highs near the 66 and lows in the, you know, mid 60s and lows in the high 40s. So weather looks like it's starting to clear up this weekend. So that's good news, even though we need rain and the fact that Lake Shasta has gone up some, what was it, 30 feet or something here? Yeah, we drove over the bridges yesterday at Lake Shasta, and the water has come up a whole lot, that's for sure. And your weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned, locally-owned business out of Anderson that treats their customers like warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. They're just a real good group of people, the Kenny family. Three generations in their almost 30 years of doing business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And Katrina's here with us with Hubball.
Good morning.
Okay, let me see. What kind of dog is this? It looks like a...
We have him as a Pyrenees mix.
Pyrenees mix. And let me tell you, he is just a sweetheart. I mean, he's a big dog, but he's a sweetheart.
Gentle giant for sure. He's 80 pounds.
80 pounds.
Big, black, fluffy guy.
Yep. So tell us about him.
He's pretty special. I think he's about 2 years old.
He's over here licking my fingers. He's happy.
That's what
he's
loves.
Boy.
He loves getting comfort from people.
Oh, he's a good boy.
He came in as a stray about 2 months ago. He did come in with a female dog who's since been adopted. But Hubble's really special because he has made so much progress in the shelter.
He's licking my ankle. he's just loving. He's just a loving boy. Yes, he is.
He is. He's learned so many things. When he first came in the shelter, he was very scared of everything. Not necessarily of us, but just of, like, he would not walk on a leash. Yeah, he was very shut down. We really just didn't see much of his personality. But we spent a lot of time with him and, you know, started working with him. And he's made a lot of progress. I mean, now, you know, he walks on a leash. He started playing with toys, which is awesome. He really loves plushy toys the most. And we've really just gotten to see him come into his own a lot more, which is really special because he's just a really loving dog. And, you know, he's a really big dog, but he's not, you know, rowdy. He's pretty just lumbering, just sniffing around.
So, do we have any idea how old he is?
I think he's about 2 years old.
Okay. So, and he is, as you know, he's quiet. Does he seems quiet.
He is pretty quiet. And it's just a gentle guy overall.
He's a cool dog.
He's a cool dog. I think he's going to be a really good family dog.
Oh, yeah. I can see him with a family and just being part of the crew there. And he's 80 pounds, but he's not 100 pounds. You know, you see some of these Great Pyrenees can be huge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He may have come in from a ranch or something like this where he wasn't never was on a leash. Didn't have to be, but you're handling him real well. I mean, he's not yanking you around or anything.
No, he's actually very gentle on the leash, which I think for being a big dog, he's like the perfect size for being a big dog because he isn't so big and he isn't super rowdy to where he's dragging you around, but you still get to have like the fun of having a giant bear in your house.
Well, this is good. We like this. He's a good dog, and he's up for adoption. And so how are we doing over there at Haven Humane?
We're doing well. We have lots and lots of dogs, of course. You can always, if you ever want to help out, we do, you can always donate. We also have, like, a wish list on our website if you ever want to, like, buy toys for the dogs or things they might need. We're always taking, blankets and towels, especially during this season. We go through them pretty quickly. Oh, my gosh, he's so good. He's just laying on the floor right now.
He's just laying there, just being quiet. And he came over here. He licked my ankle. I'm not wearing socks. And he came over and he licked my ankle. And, oh, gosh, what a nice dog.
Isn't he quiet?
Yeah. Yeah, he may be 80 pounds, but he's not your 60-pound crazy dog or 40-pound crazy dog that's leaping around and jumping and needs to herd your kids into a corner. No, he looks like he could just kick back and sit there and watch the watch the bowl games. He's licking my foot again. Yeah.
Isn't he charming?
He is a nice dog. He's a sweetheart.
Comes to show, it's not always about, their size. Like you said, like, a 40-pound rowdy dog is going to be a lot harder to handle than an 80-pound calm dog. It really just depends on their temperament overall.
Yeah, I like this dog. Yeah. So, okay. Well, and his name's Hubble, but you can probably name him anything now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Hubble after the telescope.
Yeah.
Well, who
I don't know who named him that or what inspired them. You never know. Sometimes it's something really small. Sometimes people just get inspired by interesting things. So I don't know why he was named Hubble, but we do think he's pretty out of this world.
Oh, okay. There you go. And so Hubble needs a home, and he would be, I think he'd be a great family dog. How is he around other dogs? I mean,
very playful.
Okay.
He likes to play with other dogs.
Yeah, but but if you had a small dog, I'm just say this, if he's playing with me, you could roll him over a few times,
Definitely bring in your small dog to meet him to make sure he doesn't accidentally, roll them over too much.
That's why there's a big dog park and a little dog park.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because they're playing and nobody's trying to hurt each other, but they're just bigger. So, okay, great. Well, good luck. Now, is Hubble under any special program or anything?
Yes, his adoption fee is $25.
Hmm.
Yeah, so not very much.
And you'll get a dog that's been spayed or neutered. He's got a chip in him, so you don't lose him again. Pat Karch is here today, and he and I both had the same question. How could this really cool dog just be out there running around by himself? Because he's obviously been around people.
Yeah.
And he likes being petted and everything. It's like Buford. Buford loves attention. So he's obviously had attention whoever owned him. So, anyway. Okay. Well, good luck, Hubble. This is a good dog. We'll put his picture on Facebook and on KCNR so you can take a look at him. But he's over there playing. He's over here licking my ankle again.
He really likes those ankles.
Well, what he is I'm sure he smells Buford.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
He is.
Okay. Well, great. So... good luck, Hubble. And anything else going on over there at Haven now that the year started?
No, beginning of the year, so everything's kind of fresh. We're kind of settling into the new year. We have no real events coming up or anything, but I would recommend checking out our website, havenhumane.org, if you ever want to view our animals, if you ever want to sign up to volunteer, to foster, or anything like that.
What happened to that little dog from last time? He was your star. One, it was a puppy with the white chest you brought in last
week. Oh, Keegan. He's actually in a foster home.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's awesome. He's with a really nice foster family.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you. All right, yeah. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have a Ukrainian pastor on the phone named Andrew Kusinko. And he's going to talk to us about the Ukraine and what's going on there and why is he in the United States right now. We'll be right back after these messages.
Just keep on chasing butterflies. But until then, just keep on chasing butterflies.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Tracy Morgan.
I suffered some terrible injuries, you know.
Live.
And after I came out the coma, I was blind for a week. And where I come from, you don't want to be blind for a second. One day, my uncle's trying to walk out with my heart monitor. I said, Mike, where you going with my heart machine? Try to sell it to another hospital.
February 6th, Wind River Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Lindebot, 7:20 in the morning here on the 3rd of January, 2025. I'll keep repeating that, not for you because you all are into it, but that's for me. And to remind me, I'm in a new year. Hey, on the phone, we have Pastor Andrew Kusinko from Ukraine. And good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and greetings to you from the very blessed country of Ukraine.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, too.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Pastor.
I'm pastoring church in the very capital of Ukraine, Kiev, the city of Kiev. Our church is, I wouldn't say so big, but it's not the most important thing. Our church has been started in 2010 and is still operating, even though it's it's a war going on. And most, of course, last 3 years, we reorient most of our activities onto helping other people because there are so many people who are in need, starting with children who were not created to exist or live during the wartime. And, of course, militaries, soldiers, civilians, refugees. One of my personal duties, is because I was a military in my past before I came to Christ, I'm serving as a military chaplain on volunteer base right now for militaries.
Okay. Now, why are you here in the United States?
Actually, it's a good question for many people to understand. Since the war started, I had no chance to travel abroad because, we had some duties there. But because my father, he has disability. And I'm helping him. I got an excuse from being drafted into army, and I had a chance to travel because I used that chance to travel now because my son, he's 7 years old, the youngest one, and first 3 years of his life, he had a quarantine because of COVID, and last 3 years, it's a war. And I came to a point that I think that he needs a break at least for at least 1 month because we have only 1 month to permission to travel, so that's why I used that chance to give him this opportunity.
Okay, so you came over here to give your son a break from the war. What's it like there on a daily basis? I mean, the war's been going on for 3 years, and we only know usually is what we read in the headlines. The Ukrainian army seems to be giving a good account of itself. The Russians have lost a tremendous amount of soldiers, and to the fact that the North Koreans have put in soldiers over there fighting alongside them. But what's it like on a day-to-day over there?
Since we live in Kiev, Kiev is pretty, I wouldn't say safe, because, when every night you see hundreds of shaheds flying above your head, it's not pretty safe, but, at least it has some protection, but people they're getting used. I would say they're getting used to war, and they're trying to live their daily life because you can place your life on pause. Like I said earlier, my son, he's 7 years old. He's a second grader, and he needs to be in school. He needs to do that. But we readjust our life to these conditions. For example, when we wake up in the morning, first thing we check is whether it's an air alarm or not, because if there is an air alarm, so we need to postpone our coming to school. So we have to make him busy at home. Of course, you need to plan. Then after air alarm is finished, they go to school. And when it's sometimes air alarm like 3, 4, 5 times a day, so they go to a bomb shelter and they try to do their lessons. They are okay with this, but from the point of a parent, I understand that that's not good for children. They shouldn't be like that. The other side is daily life. Like, you need to plan ahead everything. So when the air alarm starts, all shops close. They're closing. So you need to think ahead. You need to plan ahead all your life. So actually, but people, they're getting used. But once again, like I said, men's psychics, I don't think it was created for that, because sometimes most of the night you sleep like 4 or 5 hours. The body seems like to be adjusted to that, but I understand that it doesn't work. It's not good for health at all. So, that's pretty much how things are going on. Church is going on. Life is going on. People are getting married. But thank God to Ukrainian army, because they're doing really good fight. As a chaplain, I'm visiting very often, every 2 weeks, we visit soldiers to serve them, to help them, to be around with them. And they got tired, but they never give up.
Well, it's been Ukraine's facing a very large and enemy with lots of military power. And a man that seems like he's not going to back off no matter what anybody says. Do you think that President Trump is going to be able to make any changes here? Is it be able to bring some kind of, if nothing else, a ceasefire to this battle, this war?
We hope for that because America has true power to help. And I think some Americans, they underestimate their influence or the measure of the influence of the U.S. in the world arena. I think one of the challenges I think America has is to not just to be focused on its own internal things, but also to realize that they have a super influence in the whole world. So we think and we believe that it is possible. So and the President Trump will help to cope this situation. We think so. We hope for that. But in case if not, we're ready to fight. We keep on fighting. I was asked yesterday, do we want to go back or to return to Ukraine? I said, no doubts. Of course. Of course, I have to return because, country, it's something not, it's not just nationality or passport that you have. It's something that is in your heart. So even though we are here this morning, my wife said to me, I miss Ukraine. I want to go back. And it's strange to hear from a woman talking about the country which is in the war, in the midst of war. And she's saying, I miss my country and I want to go back. So Ukraine will fight.
Yeah, and has proven that. What do you think it's going to take to bring a final ceasefire in this, Pastor? I know that may be above your pay grade, like mine, but what do you think? I mean, are the people, let me put it this way. Russia came to you all, invaded. You have pushed them back. The war's been going on 3 years. It wasn't something that you all brought on. What is the feeling? Is that, this has got to cease, but we're not going to just roll over, or what?
We pray and we think it should be finished, but the way it should be finished, that's, I think, it really depends. It is in God's hands. That's what we see, we believe, and we understand. Because I think that any person in this world can't predict how exactly it's going to happen. I don't think so, because, like you said, Putin is not a person who is ready or who is open for negotiation. Because, it's hard to negotiate with a person who sees himself as, like, I would use this word, I'm so sorry, but there's no other word I can use, like a sociopath, a person who sees himself only, who does not feel guilty or who does not feel sorry for the evil that he had done. So it's hard to be in negotiation with such a person. But I think that power, that's one of the things that Russians really understand. When they see power and they see powerful actions in response to their invasion, I think that that can really stop them to think, so they may think of something like maybe stopping but what needs to be done, that needs to be real good protection for not Ukraine. I want you to understand, not only for Ukraine because of Ukraine, but Ukraine right now, it's like an indicator for the rest of the world to understand what Putin is ready for. If he is ready to go until the very end in Ukraine, nothing will stop him in the future from doing the same to other countries.
That, I think, is why Sweden and Finland joined NATO. They were really concerned that Putin was going to come across to them. What he did with Ukraine, means he could do that to any country along its borders.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You're absolutely right. And I think if other people, they will really understand that. I have a friend of mine, he lives in Latvia. That's one of Baltic states. And he talked to me, he said, maybe you don't think, you don't think Russia will invade. And I said to him, you have to understand that these people, they have no excuses for their actions, and that's the biggest problem, and you underestimate what they are ready for. So I think Ukraine should be, an, like I said, indicator for the rest of the world, what is he ready for. And it's not that Ukraine needs help now, even though it's true, but I think the rest of the world needs help right now, and help the help that they do to Ukraine or they provide to Ukraine right now is the help, is the help for their future.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Pastor Andrew Kosenko from Ukraine. He's here. He had a month of travel, and he brought his family over here for a month to the United States, his son, especially for his son who's 7 years old, kind of give him a break from 3 years of war that he's that they've been going through right now. We're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. It is a local bank, with local board of directors. It's a small bank, but it's one of the best small banks in the nation, according to many awards they have won. At Cornerstone Community Bank, they've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, and one down in Anderson. Sponsor for many local organizations and events. We do business with Cornerstone Community, and we're real happy with them. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or stop by one of the branches. You won't be sorry. We'll be right back with Pastor Kosenko.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
don't.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff's been doing this for over 30 years. Jeff works locally owned, locally operated company. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Whether it's a chip or a small, or a crack up to 24 inches in length, he can fix it, and he guarantees it for the length, or for the life of your windshield, not the length, but the life of your windshield. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business, and like I said, locally owned, locally operated. Was that a Ukrainian song you were just playing?
Yes, I'm playing all Ukrainian songs.
Okay, I just thought I wasn't hearing well, or yes, I was slow today.
No, it was a song about, like, kids that it's not their war.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, we'll be playing. And the reason we're doing that is we have Pastor Andrew Kisenko on the line here, who has got a, you know, 3 years of war, a seven-year-old son, and his wife. They came to the United States for a month. And as he said, his wife already wants to go back to Ukraine. They've been living in a war for 3 years. I imagine, Andrew, that your son doesn't really remember a lot from before the war.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, he was pretty small, pretty young to remember that. But I will tell you an interesting story. Last Easter time, I was trying to explain him, you know, some details of crucifixion of Christ, you know, the meaning of Easter. I asked him a very interesting question. I said, do you know who has crucified Jesus Christ? And guess what his answer was?
Putin.
He said Putin. And, I mean, that's pretty much of the reality, you know, our children are living in. I was asked by one gentleman, why don't I send, or why can I send my family abroad, which I can do, but you know, this, there is a statistics. It's non-official, but you know, like statistic says that families that has been separated from the beginning of the war, wives and children, they live abroad. Those 70-75% of those families had, you know, got divorced already, unfortunately.
Well, you know, we have, you know, during the World War II, when London was under the Blitz for years, you know, they made movies about it and all this. And that's what I can kind of compare what you're going through. Always, every second, you could be attacked and having to live under the stress of that. That the kids can't go to school because of air raid sirens going off, or they go to school and then they have to go to the bomb shelters and have to continue to try and teach them while they're in the bomb shelters. This is, you know, this obviously is going to play on the psyche of these children.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Just, you know, as we have this pause right now during the air, I sent several messages to my friends in Chernihiv, that city in the north of Ukraine, uh-huh. And it had been attacked right now, just 5 minutes ago. It had been under attack of Russian missiles. I think four or five missiles had launched, and they landed on the territory of that city.
Well, having been in a building that was hit by 16 rockets, I can tell you there's not too much you can do except watch them coming in and hope they're not coming through your window. So this is something, a stress that kids shouldn't have, that people shouldn't have. Now, you're doing other things even though, you know, you've gotten here, you've gotten this month off, you're heading back, but you're also trying to help your help the people of Ukraine and by what, sharing your story, or what other things are you doing?
Yes, of course, sharing the story, sharing the reality, because, you know, like you said in the beginning, there are so many things in the news, but they just, you know, just a hint of something. Yesterday in the evening, we had a meeting with a good family of people who are Mennonites, you know, the community in Pennsylvania, and we had a good share with them. At the end, we gave them a present of Maria. I don't know if you heard of that, but that was before the war started. That was the heaviest, the biggest cargo airplane in the world. So we gave them that model, and we showed them Ukraine, and they said, "Wow, we never thought that it is, Ukraine is beautiful as you've shown us, and we never thought that Russia has made so much damage, you know, to such a beautiful country." Yeah, we're trying to draw attention of people who are tired because of 3 year, you know, more than 1,000 days of the war, and people really got tired. And they're saying, oh, you know, it's not right now the biggest problem. We have some other problems. But yet, I keep on saying to people, and I want to say it here also, so people would hear that, if Ukraine will lose this war, so nothing will stop Putin and Russia from doing their next steps. And their next steps will be more damaging than you can imagine.
And I think people, that's like we talked about right at the beginning, that's why Sweden and Finland joined NATO, because they were afraid that this was going to happen to them. Sweden, of all places, when you think about it, that Russia may find a reason to go in there. So where are you at right now?
I'm in Pennsylvania, Denver. It's a small city. We have, by the way, that these people are refugees. They are people from our church in Kiev. We have several families, up to maybe 50 or 60 people, who ran away because of their children or, you know, their own reasons. They ran away when the war started, and they live in the U.S. So I'm at their house at the moment. It's also a good reason to, you know, to visit them, just to be around them, because they're really missing country. They're really missing church, you know, people, community, stuff like that.
Okay. Well, so right now you're just sharing and getting out the word about things that are going on. How do people help?
People help. You know, I don't like it, because people, they're saying that Ukrainian, you know, they come as a beggars and ask for money. I wouldn't say that money is the biggest need, even though it's needed. But the biggest need, so people would not stop thinking and praying about Ukraine, that's number one. And number two is sharing the truth. I remember when the war started, I don't know if you remember that, but I was also on live on your radio channel, and I keep on saying the same. Please tell the truth. Tell the truth. So then don't let the propaganda, don't let the news and media to calm you down and say that everything is all right, it's not so bad, you know, we can negotiate, everything will work out. No, until the war is finished, you know, what we need is the word of truth, the word of truth. But of course, also we need the help, because some people ask, we send so much money, you know, and Ukraine, so Ukraine does not need money. Maybe lots of money had been sent, but as what I see, you know, talking to regular people, we don't work on, like, national level. I don't go to that level. We work with, you know, ordinary people face-to-face. You know, that's, in my understanding, that's help, true help. When you can hug someone, when you can talk to someone, when you can cry with someone if they cry, and you can just give them just a prayer, short prayer, somewhere, like, in the gas station or near their house. Yeah, we need help, definitely. But the most important, once again, prayer, attention, and the word of truth.
Okay. So is that what you – that sounds like a good way to finish this. Good luck, Pastor Andrew, with you and your family. I hope this war is over soon. Hopefully Trump can do something about it. He says he can end it, so hopefully he can. And so that you all can get back to a normal life where you don't have to listen to air raid sirens, that your little boy can go to school without being worried about being hit by rockets, and the country, you know, Ukraine can come back to where it was.
Amen. Thank you, and blessings to you. We love Ukraine. We love America, too.
Well, we all are Ukrainian when it comes to this. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's 5th Annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Are you wishing for some cold hard cash this winter? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $80,000 Winter Wishes Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily in any promotional kiosk to win drawing entries or other amazing prizes. Don't miss weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for our final drawings on January 30th and February 27th for a chance to win up to $5,000 cash. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, best in the North State, according to that poll and record searchlight for 3 years in a row, because they are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Only watch repairman, the only stone cutter, great selection of jewelry at very, very fair prices. They're good people, Rebecca, Henry, and Leonard. They are just really good people. You can trust them with your jewelry, and you're going to get a good deal there. Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. The incidents that happened there on New Year's Day with the terrorist attack in New Orleans. It appears that the guy that did this had planned this, of course. His family said that he had gotten into, he had become radicalized over the summer. They're trying to figure it out. One of the things that people are asking is why weren't the traffic bollards put up that keeps cars from going down these streets like this? And, of course, there were thousands of people in New Orleans on that day celebrating when he made his choice to do this. And our hearts go out to those families in New Orleans for things like that happening. And then the other explosion in Las Vegas, and people were thinking, oh, gosh, is this thing linked? It doesn't appear like it. You know, they're trying to draw these parallels that the guy in Las Vegas in the Tesla truck. Now, if you've seen the video, I've seen the video, an explosion, and then it looked like a fireworks were going off. And turns out that there were fireworks in the truck. He had killed himself beforehand when he set this thing off. It's interesting because this guy, it seems like as of right now, there's no indications about why Matthew Livelsberger, an Army Green Beret, did this. He was on leave from Germany. Rented the truck and loaded it up with stuff and headed to Las Vegas. So you have to ask yourself, he exploded the truck in front of the Trump Towers and he drove a Tesla truck. You just have to wonder if there was something going on with that. You know, Musk and Tesla and all that. but right now there's no indications. Now, you know, people are trying to draw this parallel that both of them were in stationed back at formerly Fort Bragg, is now Fort Liberty, but they weren't there at the same time. There is 50,000 troops there. And they were both in Afghanistan at the same time, but no, you know, they did not serve in the same areas. The New Orleans terrorist was a more of he was in IT, and Livelsberger was in Special Forces in the Green Berets, so they probably were not working together, but, you know. So they found no definitive link at all between the 14 people in the attack in New Orleans and 14 people being killed and injuring dozens others there. So it's horrendous, and it is a terrorist attack, and the guy in New Orleans was linked to ISIS, so... And there have been a number of attacks from ISIS over, you know, 2015, 2017, several others here in the United States that have caused, death and destruction. It's an interesting thing. Changes in laws that we all are going to enjoy. And laws and taxes. New York has set a congestion tax. It charges the average driver crossing or entering Manhattan in New York below Central Park a photo-enforced $9 toll. Many New Yorkers are quite upset about that. However, in West Virginia, they saw an automatic 2% personal income tax cut taking effect on New Year's Day. So they're paying less in taxes. Well, let's come down to the state of California. You're going to have more money taken out of your check due to the state's disability insurance program. That's going up, and that's going to be about $8 less per month in your net pay. And then, of course, gas prices this year. That in July, they're talking about a spike in the gas tax. According to State Senate Minority Leader Brian Jones, it could cause, it could be an additional 90 cents per gallon. 90 cents per gallon. And then the Safety Act, 1955, this is, of course, from California. The law prohibits schools from enacting policies that require parental notification if their child changes their gender identity. Said school district had wrongly adopted policies to forcibly out students, and that parents should love their children unconditionally in all cases, but you don't have a chance to do that if you're a parent, if you don't know about it. And Colorado, a 2022 bill relating to health insurance coverage for Coloradans, regardless of immigration status, will take effect next month. Full health insurance coverage for Colorado pregnant people who would be eligible for Medicaid and the Children's Basic Health Plan. If not for their, it has nothing to do with their immigration status and continues the coverage for 12 months. Okay. Yesterday, we came back. We celebrate New Year's Eve up in the mountains, up in the tented area past Weed. And when we came back, came in the house of the, unloading the car and everything, and Linda says, you know, there's no power. We have no power. And that's really, really unusual for where we live. We live downtown. I don't know if we've ever had a power outage in all the time that we've lived there. And, you know, but we didn't have it. And we thought, well, gosh, you know, I knew we'd paid the bill. And, you know, there's nobody out. So, you know, continue to unload the car, and this guy's walking by, lives down the street, and he says, "You have any power?" "No." He says, "No, we don't either." And then saw the, and then I went to one of our local news sources that said that there had been an outage and we should have the power back by 2:45, and at about 1:30 the power came back on. And I was wondering, you know, so am I running into something? No. It was a squirrel. A squirrel got into a high voltage area at the Waldron Street substation and caused a fault in the circuit. A squirrel. So it's obviously not a. It was just an act of local terrorism. Or something like this, but no, I don't think the school, I don't think the squirrel belonged to ISIS or anything. Just got in there, managed to bite into something and cause the connection that caused 2,700 people to lose power. And they, like I said, they had it back on by, I think, 1:30. But, you know, it's one of those things you come back and there's no power on the street, and then you realize there's no power in the area. And the that one substation took out a lot of Placer down on Court Street, substation took out 2,700 people and all the businesses that were going on during that time frame. What can I say? Okay, gosh, it's a new year. Congressman Lamoff is going to join us in the next hour. And probably, and we can get a heads up from him of what he thinks is going to happen when Trump comes in. They're doing a swearing-in ceremony, so he may be called away during the hour. So the big thing, though, is that the world as we know it, the nation as we know it, is going to change, and the world, because Trump has already met with many of the world leaders. He has already said he's going to end the Ukraine-Russia war. He's said that he is going to take, if we don't get our hostages back from Hamas, that he's going to rain hell on them, mm-hmm. or words to that effect. And I have no problem with that. You know, give us back our hostages. You've had them. You give them back to us, give us back the bodies, let us know what happened to them, so these people, the American families, can, you know, come to some conclusion, come to some rest here, not knowing if their family members are still alive or whatever. But we'll hear from Congresswoman Moffitt in the next hour. Okay, let's take a break from the news, and we got some new sponsors and everything we're going to be starting with after this break.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rex Thomason. They're back. Lawmakers have returned to Capitol Hill, where the 119th Congress, with both houses led by the GOP, will convene shortly. Town Hall News correspondent Bob Agnew is there.
The lines are long and security tight here on the Hill as the new Congress greets the new year, with expectations President-elect Donald Trump will be wielding greater influence than he did during his first term. Both chambers set to begin their sessions at noon Eastern time, a mere formality in the Senate as majority Republicans have already selected their party leader, South Dakota Senator John Thune. Not so in the House, where their slim majority may force Republicans to hold more than one vote to decide whether Mike Johnson will continue as Speaker. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Life is slowly getting back to normal in New Orleans in the aftermath of the terror attack that killed 14 people. Bourbon Street is reopened following a public memorial service.
We laid 14 yellow roses down.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick on a memorial service as Bourbon Street was reopened to visitors.
And then there was prayer.
14 people out celebrating New Year's Eve in the French Quarter when a man in a pickup truck cut short their lives. An 18-year-old, Nikira Didu, who had dreamed of becoming a nurse. 27-year-old Tiger Besh, who'd played college football at Princeton. And Reggie Hunter, the father of two boys, among the 14 victims. A blood drive was held in their honor.
So we're asking people to come out and donate.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden has scuttled the proposed $15 billion purchase of U.S. steel by Japan's Nippon Steel. New caravan of migrants has started marching north toward the U.S. border from southern Mexico. It set out yesterday. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 244 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Making America great again starts with making America healthy again. You know, I lost over 50 pounds on the PhD weight loss and nutrition program. 3 years later, I've kept it off. You know why? Because Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team have been making America healthy for people like you and me for 10 years. Because millions being spent on weight loss injections that have harmful side effects and lifelong dependency. Take a natural approach. It's not connected to a big pharma company's bottom line. You can do it with the help of PhD Weight Loss based on science and nutrition, a proven roadmap that has helped over 8,000 clients lose weight and keep it off. You'll learn to quiet those cravings and finally release that unhealthy belly fat. You won't be hungry. You'll never take medication. How many pounds would you like to lose in 2025, huh? PhD Weight Loss, leading the charge to make America healthy again. Get started today. Schedule your consultation by calling 864-644-1900, 864-644-1900, or just visit myphdweightloss.com.
South Korea's impeached president not giving in to investigators' demands.
South Korean investigators have left the president's official residence after a nearly six-hour standoff during which he defied their attempt to detain him. It's the latest confrontation in a political crisis that has paralyzed South Korean politics and seen two heads of state impeached in under a month. President Yoon Suk-yeol, a former prosecutor, has resisted investigators' attempts to question him for weeks. The last time he's known to have left his residence was on December 12, when he went to the nearby presidential office to talk to the nation, making a defiant statement that he will fight efforts to oust him. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hundreds of people rescued or evacuated after a fire broke out in a large commercial building in South Korea. More than 260 firefighters and 80 vehicles deployed to the scene of that blaze. News and analysis at townhall.com. State of Tennessee's revised manual detailing procedures for the execution of death row inmates will apparently remain under wraps.
Tennessee correction official Kayla Hackney denied a public records request from the Associated Press, citing a state law protecting the identities of the executioner and other people involved. However, the law says confidential information should be redacted, and the fact that a record contains confidential information is not a reason to deny access to it. The decision mirrors efforts across the U.S. to suppress public access surrounding executions. John Scott reporting.
A year after a door panel blew out of a Boeing 737 MAX jetliner in flight, the nation's aviation regulator says the company needs to change its culture and put safety ahead of profits. FAA Chief Mike Whitaker made the comment in an online post today. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, broadcasting live from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios. Welcome back. Today, January the 3rd, 2025, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. And we have Susan Eastman
and Doug Lamoffa.
Okay, well, we are starting with Susan. Susan Eastman, the first vice president of investments for Stifel Investment. So good morning, Susan, and Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year, everyone. Well, the major averages are positive, led by technology giants. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 234 points at 42,627. The S&P 500 is up 45 points at 5,914, and the NASDAQ Composite gaining 180 points at 19,460. Actively traded stocks this morning, Rigetti Computing down $1.22, trading at 1880. NVIDIA up $4.74 at 143.05. Rivian up $2.82, trading at $16.08. SoundHound AI up $1.32 at 21.50. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced deal 4.58%. And for commodities, gold is down $15 an ounce at $2,645. Silver is positive 21 cents at $29.88 per ounce. And crude oil is trading at $73 a barrel. That's Mark for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan, it's going to be a great year.
Are you gambling already this morning? What are you doing?
I am. I'm thinking about, geez, gosh, that sounds good. You know, so it's going to be a great year.
All right, 2025, let's go.
Let's go. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
You bet.
Happy New Year.
And on the line is Congressman Doug Lamoffa. Good morning, Congressman.
Morning, Carl. How are you doing?
Oh, Happy New Year. Hello?
It's me.
Okay. Hey, Congressman, before we get started, I have to do the weather here. So today, showers, mainly before 1 p.m. Well, as you know, we are in the middle of showers right now with a high near 52. Now, Saturday, this is going to be cloudy. Sunday, partly sunny, and it looks like it's going to be sunny through next Thursday with highs in the mid-60s and lows in the high 40s. So that's your weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, the Kenny family, who've been doing this for about 30 years. They're into their third generation running the company, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Okay, Congressman, are we ready for this new year?
You bet we are. It's time. You know, we got a lot to straighten out.
Now, I understand there's a swearing-in ceremonies today.
Yes, we're a little on edge right now with getting things lined up and getting over for that. So I'm going to have a shortened event with you here today. So, but if you want, we can do a full one in a week or two or three or whatever works for you.
Well, yeah, that's okay. What about, is Mike Johnson going to make it?
Well, he needs to make it because we don't have time to screw around. You know, I mean, anybody that's going to be speaker is going to have a hard time keeping all these multicolored, multi-striped cats in one going in one direction. You got a diversity of thought, even within the Republican conference, let alone the whole House. So I think he's done as good of a job as he can, especially after drinking from the fire hose he started with when he got installed as speaker, you know, a year ago or whatever it was. So he came in kind of hot, and I kind of joked with him a couple days after and said, "Hey, what was the over and under 6 months ago when of you becoming Speaker of the House?" He just kind of laughed, you know. So because that's what wasn't expected, but he's a solid dude, and we needed, you know. And people are going to say, "Oh, he sold out, he sold out." No, look what we had. We still had the Biden White House, we still had the Schumer Senate, and we had to get a package done so that the sucker didn't shut down, you know, by the December 20 date, and still try and maintain some good within our defense and other things on track. So we had to buy some more time. I know it's ugly. I know it's tiresome to have to hear the same story again and again out of here. And I don't blame people for thinking like, man, you guys back there can't get anything done. But, you know, it's a sharp difference of philosophy here. And these two sides are about evenly matched with, you know, about 53%, 47%, and the Biden White House, who was going to only sign certain things. So we patched that up, got it through, and I think the Speaker fought as hard as he could for what he can get under those circumstances. Now we have a Republican House, Republican Senate, and a Republican in the White House. So we can do, I think, a lot cleaner.
There should be no excuse for not getting everything done, right?
Well, I want to say, still have to manage the expectations of not getting everything done.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Senate still has a 60-vote margin that you have to pass most bills on. So we're going to use the tricks that we do have, such as budget reconciliation, which things that are budget-related we can do on 51-vote majorities. Then you always have to keep an eye on Murkowski from Alaska and Collins from up there in the Northeast, on whether they stray on you because they get nervous or whatever. But, you know, but by and large, it's what can we get through the Senate. And, you know, the House is close, too, so sometimes a couple of our guys go off on their own tangent. So, I mean, you know, the Republican conference majorities are trying to do really good things. But let me put it this way. Right now, as of, you know, especially January 20th, but in the Senate as of today, too, bad things, the really bad things aren't going to happen anymore, okay? So, like 50% of, we already have 50% improvement, just all the bad, horrible policy that's been coming out of the White House by executive order and this and that, those aren't going to happen now. That's going to end with Trump, all right? That's a conservative opinion. And with the House and the Senate, with a conservative thinking person largely in the White House, we can get a heck of a lot more done. We won't get everything done because you don't get these bills passed because of, again, the 60-vote threshold of the Senate. You have to water things down a little bit. That's just being honest. That's just being straight. We have 53 Republican votes in the Senate, so 7 Democrats. Excuse me. 7 Democrats won't join you if their leadership doesn't allow it, or, you know, if they're reading the trade winds on that and they don't like the legislation. So then a really good bill has to be watered down to something that you can get Democrat votes in the Senate. And in the U.S. House, we should be able to pass the stuff that is the difficult or the more, you know, philosophically Republican stuff. We should be able to do it on our own. If we got a few guys that won't go for that, then we need to really ring them up. So,
well, we haven't talked. So. We haven't talked for a couple months. Did the election surprise you at all?
It swings back and forth, you know, just your mood swings on it, the polls swing, you know, some days you wake up scared to death that Kamala might win, you know, and other times think, wow, this is close, why is this even close? And then sometimes think like, well, it's all there for a Trump blowout. So, you know, it's a broad range of given it any given day, given week, whatever, but, you know, when you look back at hindsight, which is really easy in 2020, you do see, you know, Kamala just made a minefield for herself that exploded on her, and, you know, and people really saw through it. So in the final result, you saw what people really thought, that the polls couldn't pick up. So could I have sat there and said, "Oh, it's going to be a blowout"? I'm like, no, I can't say that. Could I say it was going to be close? Yeah, probably more likely it was going to be close. But it's a good sign that there was closer to a blowout, because that means there's a lot of Americans across the country that maybe have realized things and they're sick and fed up, with how bad the policy's been on energy, on inflation, on foreign relations, and, you know, the wars around the world, and how badly we've been doing with some of our allies, you know, and just, you know, just go down the list of the crazy stuff that is not helpful to people's jobs, economy, personal life, what have you.
The fact that they did not make the economy one of their big talking points, which would have been hard to do at that point. But when you look at every demographic voted, you know, we had many more people voting for Trump in that point of view. I mean, every demographic. And it comes down to a lot of people are just saying it's costing me $6 for a dozen eggs. There's something wrong here.
I'm hearing nine some places for eggs. That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
So, in the West Coast, anyway. So, that's insane. It doesn't, and most of this doesn't even have to be that way. It's not like we've had a giant famine or a giant natural disaster that has wiped out many states' worth of crops, or that we've been hit with a, you know, bunch of nuclear weapons that has wiped out our communications and energy system. No, this has all been self-inflicted by government, by dumb policy, by feel-good policy. And it doesn't have to be this way, you know? And we can, and people say, well, it's not, you know, not going to be good for the environment. Like, hey, we know how to do things environmentally well, but you also don't have to play this game of CO2, for example, that these guys are using as a weapon. Carbon dioxide is not a poison. Carbon dioxide is not the enemy. It's essential to plant life. Everything is carbon-based that we use, that we have. Your wooden table, paper, food, us, we're carbon. You know, carbon is not a bad thing. And if I showed you a pie chart from 40 years ago, what it looks like, and one from right now, it looks like the same pie chart, you know, on the makeup of elements in our atmosphere. So they're using this as a tool. And you see Gavin and those guys hell-bent down there, plus a few other states that are joining California, to wreck us right now on fuel, you know, raising the fuel price, taking away our vehicles and stoves and everything else. And these guys, they're on basically a jihad against Americans and the Californians with this stuff. And I'm hoping we can turn a lot of this around with our federal angles on that. And we have some ideas on how the federal angle might be able to negate some of the craziness and out of control efforts at the state level. So, you
okay.
know, we'll see.
Congressman, we need to take a 2-minute break, and we'll be right back. I know you're going to have to.
Carl, I probably
you got to run.
Get some people down to the floor here.
Okay, I tell you what. Let me go get a page, and we'll get you back here a couple weeks after everything kind of settles down. And,
sorry, I screwed up the our appointment a month ago. I think, Carl, I think I just whipped it. So, I apologize to you and your people on that. Okay.
Okay, buddy. Okay, Congressman. Okay. Well, look, congratulations, and we'll have you back on in a couple weeks.
All right, sir. We'll
you bet. You. Bye. All right, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Start out your year by having an expert like Judy Maxwell and her team. Take a look at your retirement plans, your 401ks, your insurance, your health insurance, your business insurance, all of those. Get a free review and evaluation by giving Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441. Judy started her business back in 1993. It's been helping our local families, veterans, seniors, business owners ever since. Two separate divisions under one roof, insurance and financial management. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She truly takes care of her customers. We do business with Judy, and we're real happy. We'll be right back after these messages.
So why are you acting like a bloody fool? If you get hot, then you must get cool. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do when they come?
Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th, featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the studios of Wind River Resort and Casino. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. The lung screening program they have at Shasta Regional is the only place north of Sacramento you can have it. It's called the Lung Nodule Screening Program. It provides patients with an opportunity to screen for precancerous lung nodules before they progress into lung cancer. This is the only program north of Sacramento you can have this happen and can save lives. Finding these nodules before they turn into cancer, only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. After the attack in New Orleans, and it was related to ISIS. So who is ISIS? In 2004, an Iraqi extremist network merged with Al-Qaeda to form ISIS's predecessor group known as Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And that's who we were fighting there. It was Al-Qaeda in Iraq, or AQI. And then in 2013, AQI changed its name to ISIS, and in 2014, the group separated from Al-Qaeda in order to declare itself a caliphate. And the group then proceeded to overtake vast expanses of territory in Iraq and Syria. Of course, ISIS was decimated later on by Trump when he was president. And so that they lost strength, but they are still a viable force. According to the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, ISIS remains capable of conducting insurgent operations in Iraq and Syria, all while overseeing at least 19 branches and networks within Africa, Asia, and Europe. 8,000 to 16,000 members, ISIS members in Iraq and Syria. And how do they maintain their power? Targeted killings, assassinations, IED attacks, ambushes, military-style assaults, kidnappings, and suicides. And as we found out in New Orleans, running a truck from online agency, driving it from Texas to New Orleans, and the guy that did it had posted some things how he wanted to, you know, he was a member of ISIS and he wanted to kill people. And he succeeded in that in New Orleans, as we know. And there's nothing to Las Vegas explosion. There's nothing to indicate that the guy that did that, who is an Army Special Forces Green Beret, had anything or any contacts to ISIS or the guy in New Orleans at all. So it's a it's interesting when you think that organization that we've been fighting over in the Middle East has got members here in the United States that carry out terrorist attacks, and they've had, as I mentioned in the last hour, they've had five different attacks here in the United States, including that nightclub down in Florida, where the guy killed like 40 people linked to ISIS, and that, and there are other things that's happened that have been linked to ISIS. So, you know, President Biden said the largest threat to America back in 2021, he said this, was white nationalism, white nationalist. And yet I'm not seeing the white nationalist attacks. I'm seeing ISIS attacks. And I cringe when I think of how many people came across the border. Now, in this case, the guy from New Orleans was American-born, had a good job. People thought a lot of him in his neighborhood. It was a complete, you know, surprise. His family's devastated by it. Had no idea. They said he's being radicalized, but they had no indication he was going to go do what he did. But what about the millions that came across? Let's just say 12 million came across. Now let's just say 10 million came across. 1%. Just 1%. That could be terrorist. Even 0.5% into terrorism. You know, 500,000, you know, potential terrorists out there. Or people that have been sent across the border for terrorism. And you have to think that, you know, when the FBI has just sent out a big notification to law enforcement throughout the country to be on the alert for attacks like this, you've got to think that they're taking it seriously, too. So, you know, we're up here in Redding, California, and we don't really worry too much about something like this. However, when you see it, you know, we're not a major city. We don't have events going, but it's not just major cities. You've read several scenarios where they're organized and they hit smaller cities. And the whole idea behind it is to make it feel like you're not safe. In this case, people going down in New Orleans, and if you've ever been to Bourbon Street, I mean, it is a party town. And they're enjoying, you know, the New Year's Day and all this, and then have something like this happen. So can it happen anywhere? I guess it can, especially when you're going to the lone wolf, and as they call them, that they're not connected to other people. Though at first they were thinking the guy in New Orleans was connected to, but there was other people helping him, but the latest I've seen said, no, it looks like he was operating by himself. Okay. Hey, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I'm heading to today. I start the year off, kind of starting the year off with a haircut. I've been going there for a long time, and I've never had a bad haircut. I've enjoyed it. They've been around since 1960 and been in the same spot since 1967, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. Never had a bad haircut, like I said, and I make an appointment by giving them a call at 530-244-9478. And it's always worked for me. And like I said, I've never had a bad haircut. It's a great place. It's man's last stronghold. That Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festive Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
One of Christine's and my favorite songs. We need to play that more often, you know, because we both start dancing and, you know, I mean, it came from that movie, right? That one, that Saturday Night Live.
I just feel as though song when you look on the window is so, like, gray, but whenever you turn this song, it just makes you move.
Yeah, just brightens right up. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you know what? This next half hour, I'm going to kind of open up the phone lines at 605-4567. And let's talk about, I'm going to ask you first. No, I'll go first, and then I'll let you and then you can think about it while I'm talking. New Year's resolutions. Yeah. How many of you made a resolution or said, you know, you may not call it a resolution, but you said, gosh, you know, this is what I'm going to do. Well, one of the things that I said this year, is I'm really going to get back into the gym. I really, I feel good and all this, but I figure that, you know what, you know, it's, you know, I want to build up some more strength and all this. And I belong to the YMCA for 3 years now, and I can proudly say I've never stepped one time into it. That's right. I've been paying my dues every month. Linda's gone there several times, but I have yet to step in there, and it's a great place to work out, and it's got two pools. I mean, it's got everything. It's pleasant. The people are pleasant. It's clean. It doesn't smell bad. You know, I mean, I've been in gyms before that when you walked in, you almost had to have a gas mask on, but I have yet to step in there. I think I still have my little tag that lets me just go in there and go click and says, okay, you've checked in, Carl. But I'm really going to, starting next week, go in to the gym. Now, most New Year's resolutions last into the second week, by the way. People start falling off after that. How about this? One of the things we were all talking around the breakfast table the other day when we were up with our friends up in Antelope Creek about, you know, what we were going to do this year. And I think most everybody said, you know, was going to be a more patient, be a nicer person, and, you know, to do more to be that way. So if you have a resolution, and Nick, I know if you're not working, you've probably got a resolution. I'm almost afraid to hear what it's, you know, what it is. But what kind of resolutions do you make? You know, people go, oh, yeah, I'm going to get healthier. I'm going to go walk. I'm gonna go work out. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to drink less. I'm going to, what else is it? Oh, I'm going to better myself by maybe taking courses at the local college and university, all those kind of things. But what about you, Christina? What are you gonna do this year?
So I actually never prepared a really organized checklist, wish list, resolution. People call it differently, but like one of the main thing what I want to do is kind of just to take care about myself and discipline myself, because I feel everything goes from your own discipline. So I'll be just taking care of my sleep, exercises, and getting new skills.
You know, that's true. It's disciplining yourself to do the right thing.
Because I feel
like you came in today, boom, you were here. Not that Christine doesn't ever show up, but there's always that 5 or 10 minutes that I'm starting to wonder if she's coming to visit us this morning. But you were here, right? Gosh, right on time. So, yeah, it is. It's just disciplining ourselves, one, to eat better, to stop snacking after 10 o'clock at night. My gosh, you know, and lay off the Fritos. That's me.
But discipline is also, like, not only, like, how you behave. It's, like, your reaction the same, like, your emotional intelligence. I just want to kind of discipline myself and get along with myself. This is my goal.
Linda's going to discipline herself to not continue to get letters in the mail from the red light camera. she got another one. And but this one was just a friendly, this was just a courtesy notice because they couldn't identify her because her face was turned away or something.
Do you like to speed?
No, it's not speeding. It's coming up to a stoplight and looking, and it's clear, and then she just rolls through it. She doesn't go to a complete stop. I mean, it said she was doing all of 10 miles an hour, right? But that's what it said. We are denying it ever happened because it was just a courtesy notice and they couldn't identify her. But sure, they sure got the car. So she said, I'm really going to discipline myself not to do that this year because the lane's clear. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. Nobody's around. Yes, they are. The red light camera is around. Boom, 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 boom.
I know. I'm also used to have this.
Speaking of driving, a guy in Missouri was caught speeding at 107 miles per hour while he was playing video games while he was driving. He passed a state patrol officer doing 107 while he was playing his video games. So they pulled him over. Turns out he's got a suspended license, too. I wonder what that was from. And we were driving back from Sacramento right after Christmas. Driving back from Sacramento, and I'm going down the road at about 70, and the guy passes me, and he's texting. He's texting with his fingers while he's driving at over 70 miles an hour. He's texting. And I thought, well, has anybody ever taught this guy that you can just send, you know, you can do it by just talking into your phone as opposed to having to text? But he's doing 70 miles an hour. And then he slowed down to 60. Then he'd speed up again. He'd slow down because he was obviously having a great texting conversation with somebody. But 107 miles per hour while he was playing a video game while he was driving down the freeway. He was distracted and did not see our motor officer in the lane ahead of him. So, okay. Other things are going on. I don't know if you watch football, but I watch Notre Dame win. I think it was, day before yesterday. And then Oregon, of course, I have very close friends. Well, you know, Ted Leidy and the Michelacs, they are all Oregon fans. And watching Texas just trounce Oregon, I'm sorry, Ohio State just trounce Oregon was amazing to watch that. And I try not to get, you know, too wrapped up in football. But, you know, when they're playing at this point of the season and they're playing for the national championships, I'll watch it. I don't know if anybody else does. But every so often you like to watch good football games. And in the first minute, Ohio State scored the very first minute. It had 14 minutes, starts at 15 minutes and a quarter. At 14 minutes, they had scored. And that was the kind of day that Oregon had. Their quarterback was running for his life all day long. Although they did manage to come back and score three times in it. Things going on here in town, we're all getting ready to, we've all started this new year. I can't wait to see what happens in the first Board of Supervisors meeting to see if it's a quieter, more gentler, a place where people can discipline themselves and not get too fired up or carried away. We'll see if they sign the rodeo lease is supposed to be signed here this month, and we'll take a look at that. We've seen new businesses opening up here in Redding. We've seen the Stillwater is getting more and more people out there and building facilities. It's going to be hiring hundreds of people if it all goes through, like it says. It looks like it's going to. So 2025, it's going to be a very, very interesting year to see what's going to be happening. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Mark. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Redding. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Redding. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460.
Welcome back. January 3rd, 2025. 8:48 in the morning. It's going to be raining today. It should start clearing up after 2 p.m. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Saturday, mostly cloudy. And Sunday, partly sunny. Monday, mostly sunny. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, it's going to be sunny out there. So we're starting off the new year with some good sunny days. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been doing this for about 30 years. They're into their third generation of running that business. They treat their customers very, very well. And it's, like I said, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. I don't know if you knew that Japan's Nippon Steel was getting ready to buy U.S. Steel for like $15 billion. However, Joe Biden, President Biden, blocked the purchase of it this morning. He announced in his statement as the decision is due to credible evidence that purchase could threaten national security. And the this is going to continue to be talked about here for a few, I'm sure, for a couple weeks, that they were trying to buy it for $14.9 billion. It's going to be an interesting couple weeks to find out what's going on. As you probably know, Biden on his way out has pardoned, I think it was about 35 people that were on death row. And the three he didn't had done, that he had pointed out, were hate crimes or something like this. However, when you murder somebody, when you rape and murder them, you would think that's kind of a hate crime too. And even though this happened a couple weeks ago, it is still resounding through the country. Where these this one guy that killed a mother and raped her first and killed her has now asked that he be released from prison for humanitarian reasons. And you have to ask yourself, is there no sense of responsibility that we talked about, or discipline, where you ask now to be released from prison? Number of people are going in and having problems with Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney, of course, lost her election and headed up. She was the Republican, one of the Republicans on the January 6th investigation. Now they're showing that she did not, or she talked to witnesses beforehand, which is illegal. And people want the FBI to investigate Liz Cheney. But in case you're wondering where she is, she's getting a medal, the second highest award from the country by Joe Biden here in the next week or so. So at least they'll know where she's at. And speaking of, you know, somebody that when I asked about his resolutions this year, and I said if he could call in, and but he's probably working, and here he is, he's working outside, is Nick. Hey, Nick, come on in here and tell us what your resolutions are for this year. Yeah, just take your time.
Well, you know, Santa Claus didn't come and visit
closer.
Me.
Closer?
You have to bring it up closer.
Naughty works real well for me. So my resolution is to be more naughty this year because I don't expect him to show up next year either.
He didn't get any coal or anything?
No.
Nothing?
I don't know. He was way up in the sky, and I think maybe it might have flipped me off when he went over my house. I think it's a distinct possibility. How about you? What'd you get, Carl?
What, for Christmas?
Yes.
Gosh, I got, what did I get for Christmas? Oh, I got some gift cards to Cabela's. I got, which we don't have one, but I think you can use them online. Our anniversary was January 1st. Linda's and our anniversary was just a couple of days ago. And I like to cook. And so she got me these, this cooking pan that you can also use it to not only, you know, cook things in the pan, but the lid turns over and you can grill things on it. It's pretty cool. It's called La Croissant, not croissant, but something.
It's got those long grates on it.
Yeah, and it's orange and, you know, on the outside, and they are semi-expensive, but we've got this kind of rounds out my collection of cooking pots and pans.
Triple uses. You can take it outside and wash your clothes with it too.
Yeah, you probably could. You use the grate there to kind of rub it back and forth like the old washboard.
You know, the biggest kick I got out of this Christmas season was going over and watching the kids sit on Santa Claus's lap.
Is that right?
I sat there for about a half hour and watched them, and it was just It was enjoyable.
Until the police asked you to move along.
Nope. I kept a smile on my face. Pedophiles don't smile.
Yeah, okay. What do you think is going to happen this year?
I think we're going to have a really good year. I think there's a possibility that things might stay bad or get a little worse, and then we'll take off. That's just a possibility because I remember the Reagan years. And the first 2 years of Reagan slim pickings.
Yeah, it was tough. We've been having to change things around.
But I know what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy just walk in there and get rid of the Board of Education.
Department of Education.
Yes, that was created by Jimmy Carter, and that shouldn't even be there. That's not in the Constitution. That's not the federal government's responsibility.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that any business will bring in efficiency experts, you know, large businesses to see, you know, especially the real large businesses, to see if they're doing things efficiently. How can we save money? Can we combine groups that are doing kind of the same things, you know, and work a lot smarter and more efficiently. You know, the U.S. government could use that, and you could attrit the government by 10-15%. And I'm not talking about firing people wholesale. That was somebody brought that up the other day. But what happens if 15% of the government, you know, workforce gets fired? No, that's not the way you do it. You start combining it as people, you know, because they have tens of thousands of people retire every year. Is you just don't keep hiring people to do this, you know, having four departments doing the same thing.
I was watching Elon Musk here a week or so ago, and he said his strategy is just to make them come in and go to work every day. He said most of them will quit.
Well, they have, I guess we're spending billions of dollars every year on empty buildings that used to be filled with people. And then they started this work from home, and they just stayed like that, and finding people that were still collecting money for living in Virginia, but now they were really living in Florida. And I'm not saying there's millions of those, but if we're paying all this money and for leases that we're not using the buildings, you know, that doesn't make sense either.
Well, the thing is, I don't care who it is. If they're not supervised, if somebody isn't looking over their shoulder quite often, their work goes down. The quality and the volume of their work goes downhill.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what else Biden can do here at the end, but, you know, some people are saying he's going to block all the gas and oil leases and all those kind of things. But it'll be interesting the first day that Trump's in there and to see what happens on the border.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised to see Biden resign this week and put Kamala in there so she can pardon him. Look at that. That's a triple-double for him. We'd have the first female president. We'd have the first black female president.
Yep.
And he'd be pardoned.
I don't think that's going to happen. Nobody's seen Kamala, I don't think, since the election on it. Anyway. Well, look, thanks a lot, Nick, for stopping by. I didn't mean to interrupt your work day.
You have no idea what a pleasure it was. Thank you for asking me in.
Are you in this on this Sunday?
I am.
Okay, so you've got your show. It starts at 8 o'clock. Who's going to be on?
Just Doug and I. We're going to talk a little bit probably about the H-1B controversy that's going on, and then we're going to talk a little bit about local politics here. They're dropping hints of needing a sales tax, the city of Reading, and I heard Kevin Kreischel last week, and he's saying that, you know, he's maybe on board for a tax to build a jail, and he and everybody else is disgusted with the crime problem we have in our community here.
Yeah, we just had two of our police or the deputies put on administrative leave for a shooting on New Year's Day, and from some guy who was obviously out of it, but he was armed.
Well, and, you know, if some of those deputies need an administrative leave, I've got some more candidates I could point them towards.
Okay, Nick, thanks. That's 8 o'clock Sunday morning. Nick and Doug Jenke will be on there discussing the visas for people who have skills that we need in the United States. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. It's starting to clear up today. We're getting some sun tomorrow and all next week. So that's a good way to start off the year. And in those resolutions that you have, like I have, try to get them past the second week. if you do it something, you know, get yourself in a routine of doing, you know, being nice, waking up in the morning thinking about what am I grateful for? I mean, that's easy. You know, waking up is one. There's a big thing about being grateful and then going on from there. Anyway, have a wonderful weekend and God bless America.
Stand me up at the gates of hell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.